I love when we hippity hoppity in general, but when we go to a different land and it involves books, I'm all in. We love Tuesdays when we welcome bookstores from our family of independents who dispense terrific advice on books to pick up and enjoy during these summer months or pretty much any time of the year. This morning, the folks from the Chatham Bookstore join us to present a fine list of books for these days of summer. We welcome Diane Ortman and Carrie Knudsen. Good morning. So nice to have you both here.
Good morning.
All right. So who's going to start?
I'm going to start, and I have to say that I have a motley crew with me this time, and we may have to do some therapy afterwards because I have some dark stuff with us, but we're really good.
We're here. We're all together.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I am starting out with HHHH by Laurent Binet, and this is an older book. It's out in paperback now, and I have to say it's one of my favorite books that I've read recently. It's about the assassination of the SS General Reinhard Heydrich, who I feel like he doesn't have the awful name recognition of some of the other Nazis, but he is up there with the worst of them. HHHH actually is in German Himmler's Irren ist Heydrich, which is translated to Himmler's brain, it's called Heydrich. And he was also known as the Butcher of Prague.
Mm-hmm.
So the story is about Operation Anthropoid, which is about two men, Joseph Gopchik and Jan Kubis, who Joseph Gopchik was a Slovak factory worker and Jan Kubis was a Czech soldier. And they trained in the UK and they were parachuted into their occupied land and they assassinated Reinhard Heydrich. And besides being a fascinating story, what makes this book so interesting is the way it's written. The narrator is an author who dislikes historical fiction, but he's writing historical fiction, so he's really struggling with how he writes the book. And so you're with him as he's doing research and he's deciding what to add to the story and what not to add. And it's extremely clever, and he's a witty writer, which I love. And also, another good reason to read it is there's a movie being made about the book, so it's always great to read the book first and then go out and see the movie, and I highly recommend it.
Do we pronounce it HHHH?
Yes.
Okay, even though one of the H's is not capitalized.
Right. I mean, that goes back to grammar. Yes. Himmler's brain is called Heydrich, the way the German is written.
All right. But doesn't necessarily work on the radio, but that's fine.
Correct.
Okay. How do you say a lowercase h?
Yes, that's right. How do you get that across? But that's okay. People will see it online when they go to our website or yours. What else?
Next, I have Underground Airlines by Ben H. Winters. Some people may be familiar with his work from a couple of years ago. He wrote The Last Policeman trilogy, which was a great hit. And this current book is going to be a hit as well. It's revisionist history, and it's the United States where there was no civil war. The U.S. is still part slave, part free, and the Confederacy now consists of what is called the Hard Four, the four states where slavery is still the law of the land. Our narrator is Victor, a slave turned bounty hunter, and he's on the hunt for a runaway slave named Jackdaw. I have to say that one of Winter's great talents is making the implausible plausible. So for every detail of history that you would wonder how this can be, he has, you know, an explanation. It's well researched in the history and how it could be changed to come up with the current plot.
All right.
You know, it's it's definitely a difficult book to talk about now. It's certainly a horrifying concept, the idea of slavery still in existence. But it's such a thought-provoking book. And with his books, I think that whether, you know, it's the world coming to an end, which was his first series of books, or, you know, the idea of living in a place where slavery still exists, it's there's studies of human behavior and a world behaving badly. And as you're reading his books, you're often wondering, you know, how would I live in this world? Right. So they're fascinating and wonderful. And this is a really good book. It's getting great reviews, and it just came out.
All right. So it's Underground Airlines mm-hmm. by Ben Winters. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of books and only about 7 minutes.
Oh, so I'm taking so much time.
That's okay. That's all right.
Just that's what happens when I love the books that I'm
reading. Okay, that's good. Okay. We like that.
Okay, so I'll pick up the pace.
Do you want to give Carrie time?
Yes, I know. I'm going to go fast now. Before the Fall is written by Noah Hawley, who is also a writer for the TV show Fargo. Some people may know him from that. And it's a suspense novel about a plane crash of a private charter off the coast of Martha's Vineyard. And I chose this book because it's a great beach read. If you're going to sit on a beach for 2 or 3 days, it's really suspenseful. You'll finish it. And it's very entertaining. The characters are very much like characters that we see on the present day news. There's a blustering newscaster named Bill Cunningham, who we can all figure out who that's mm-hmm. supposed to be. So it's very entertaining and definitely a beach read.
Before the Fall by Noah Hawley.
I quickly wanted to mention, because I know that you've interviewed her yourself, and you another store brought on All Things Cease to Appear by Elizabeth Brundage. I wanted to mention that because people from Chatham can definitely recognize places and roads and scenery in the book.
Yes.
And it's also extremely well written. It's haunting. It's engrossing, atmospheric mystery. Weekenders by an old dairy farm that had been in the same generation for families, and the wife ends up murdered.
It's a great novel.
It is.
Yeah.
It's great.
She's wonderful. Right. Great. Good stuff. All Things Cease to Appear by Elizabeth Brundage.
Right. Lastly, and quickly, Diane Arbus, Portrait of a Photographer. She became famous for photographing human oddities. That was her trademark. She's one of the most influential and provocative artists of our century. And it's a really in-depth biography about her. And also, I thought it's to tie it in to another kind of summer day trip type thing, the Met Breuer, the new building that the Met opened.
Yes.
Has her exhibit. They opened their exhibit on July 12th with 100 photographs of her work. So if you could read the biography and then take a day trip to the Met and da-da-da-da-da.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Perfect. Good stuff.
Okay.
Very, very nice. All right. So now we go over to Carrie Knudsen for more books.
Sure. I'm going to review a children's book today. It's called Lion Lessons by John Agee. And it's hilarious in that it's about a child who learns to be a lion and goes through all the steps of liondom. How does one become a lion? Obviously, he's a human boy, so he's not naturally a lion. And he fails at many of the trials assigned to him by his lion teacher. But then all of a sudden, there's a friend in need, and when the need arises, he jumps in and he saves the friend, and he becomes a lion. And it's very sweet and well done, and I think kids can really take to it, and parents as well. There were three kind of main themes that I thought really drew me to the book. One of them is that I know my own children are overscheduled at times, and so many kids are overscheduled
sure.
now. Lion lessons, yoga lessons, you know, the front page kind of points to this. The illustration is all these different signs of things you can take, classes and lessons you can take. So I think the kids will understand, oh, this is something I'm learning to do. Oh, being a lion, that's kind of a silly thing. And then the other theme that I thought was kind of present now and Diane touched upon, we're, you know, in kind of a raw moment right now culturally. And I think this lion, this boy comes and helps a younger cousin or a relative and comes in and kind of stands up for injustice. And I think that serves as a nice model for kids. And then there's also this message that's a common theme in children's movies and literature now, is that there's more than one way of doing things, and that this child learns all these steps to be a lion and doesn't necessarily succeed at them, but when it comes down to it, he's able to put all his knowledge to the test and use it in an applicable way. And I think it shows kids there's more than one way of doing things, which can be a really valuable message. So that's Lion Lessons by John.
Lion Lessons. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then if we have time, I just want to briefly mention two events we have coming up at the store. This weekend, Saturday the 16th from 5 to 7, Gerald Moore will be there. He was a journalist with Life magazine, which was way back in the day how you got your news before internet and TV. So he'll be discussing his new memoir called Life Story. And it sounds like it's going to be pretty fascinating, and there'll be a question and answer afterwards. And then on Friday, the 22nd of July, from 5 to 7, Allison Gilbert will be at the store. And she is an award-winning journalist who summers in Kinderhook. And she'll be reading from her new book, which is called Past and Present. And I love the idea behind this book. It's a way of focusing on the good memories of people in your life who have passed on, mm-hmm. and how to keep their memories alive in positive, sustainable, influential ways. And there's a bit of an interactive activity afterwards, because it's part of her tour, a memory bash tour, where you come and you hear her read, and then she has some activities and things you can be involved in afterwards. So it sounds really interactive.
Well, great stuff. So Past and Present, Keeping Memories of Loved Ones Alive by Allison Gilbert. And that event is happening
July 22nd, Friday, from 5 to 7 at the bookstore.
And the Gerald Moore event is
this coming Saturday, the 16th, from 5 to 7.
You can find out more information by going to the website, which is ChathamBookstore.com.
Yeah.
Easy as that. ChathamBookstore.com. You can also find the complete list.
No,
right. We try not to make them trick questions, but you can find the complete list on their website or on ours, wamc.org/roundtable, where you will also find a link to this interview and book pick segment, plus, of course, the book picks themselves. Diane Ortman, Carrie Knutson, thank you so much for being with us. It's always good to see you, and enjoy these days of summer.
Thank you
so much.
Joe, you too as well.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.